Praise the name of the Lord. With the help of the Lord, the guidance of the Holy Spirit, if you'll turn with me to Daniel chapter 3. Daniel 3. And we'll begin with the 12th verse. It's a very familiar story to all of you. Three men that wouldn't bow down to idols. Three men who stood up and were counted. Nebuchadnezzar was king of Babylon. Shortly before this, he had burned the city of Jerusalem. He was very proud of himself. Came back, said, I'm going to build a golden idol, 60 feet high, 120 feet wide. This is an honor. And then he said, I want the trumpet, the psaltery, and all instruments to blow. And when it blows, I want you to bow down. Bow down before idols. In the 12th verse we read, there are certain Jews, this is the people that were going to the king and explaining to the king that there were certain people that didn't bow down. There are certain Jews whom thou hast set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not regarded thee. They serve not thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Then Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage and fury, commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them, is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Do not ye serve my gods, nor worship the golden image which I have set up? Now if ye be ready, that at what time ye hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the image which I have made. Well, but if you worship not, ye shall be cast the same hour into the midst of the fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hand? My God is strong. He can do anything. You can't get out of my hands. Now I'm going to throw you in this fiery furnace. He was mad. His anger showed through. Dear ones, you and I have to be careful of our anger, that we don't hurt someone because of our anger. Check yourself. Look to God. Get on your knees. Say, Lord, help me to overcome this. This brother wronged me. This sister wronged me. Forgive. That's what he wants you to do. He wants you to forgive. Nebuchadnezzar wasn't ready to forgive. So he got them before him. And he says, why don't you do this? And in the 16th verse, this is what they say. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. And he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, Be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up." They had faith in God. They knew he was the living God. And they knew that whatever happened, whether he delivered them out of this or that they were burned alive, they knew where they were going. They knew in their hearts, God is going to take us home. That's where we want to go. That's where we want to be. We're not in a hurry to get there, but we want to be with him. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. They weren't afraid to say it. Now, what did this do? Boy, this upset him more than ever. He was really angry now. In the 19th verse, it says, "Then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury, and the form of his vestige was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore he spake and commanded that they should heat the furnace 1/7 times more than it was what is wont to be heated. And he commanded the most mighty men that were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and cast them into the fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their coats, their hosen, and their hats, and their other garments, and were cast into the midst of the fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent and the furnace exceeding hot, the flame of the fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego." The furnace was so hot that it killed the men that threw him in. What is this going to do to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? This furnace was burning so hot, and the men were standing outside, and when they threw them in, the flames killed them. What happened to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Twenty-third verse. "And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down, bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then Nebuchadnezzar, the king, was astounded and rose up in haste and spake and said unto his counselors, 'Did not we cast three men bound into the midst of the fire?' They answered and said unto the king, 'True, O king.' He answered and said, 'Lo, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt. And the form of the fourth is like the Son of God.'" The Son of God was in there with them. He delivered them. Do we have faith enough to believe that God will deliver us from any problem? I say, yes, we do. I say, yes, we do. Our God is a great God. No idol can stand before him, whether it's 60 feet or 100 feet. Our God is the mighty God, the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the God of Daniel, who was thrown into the lion's den, but wasn't willing to bow down to the king. Dear ones, we have to follow rules. We follow the rules of our president. We follow the rules that we go by But our main rules are our Ten Commandments that our Lord Jesus Christ set up for us. We follow these commandments. Everybody else can follow what they want. But we know what we believe. And we know what Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego believed. And the Lord spared them. The Lord spared them. Not even the smell of smoke was on their clothing. We serve a mighty God. We serve a God that bows down to no one. But yet, he's a merciful God. He's a forgiving God. When you and I go before him and we ask forgiveness, he's there. He knows your heart. Be careful when you get angry. Be careful in your rage. How many people out there have we seen, and especially in the last few months? Angry, disturbed, going into theaters, going into places, just shooting everyone. Why? Because they haven't got our Lord Jesus Christ. Do you think the devil isn't working every day? If God is working in our midst, how much more is the devil doing it? Because he doesn't want to go to hell alone. Well, as far as I'm concerned, he can stay there and be alone. Because I'm praying for you, and I know you're praying for me, and we're praying for souls out there, that they would know the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal saviors. We're having water baptism next Sunday. And if you're contemplating, or you have thought about it, have you accepted Jesus Christ in your heart? Think about it. God is ready. God is ready for you. Just open your heart and ask him to come in. And your name will be written in the Lamb's Book of Life. When he opens that book, he'll see your name there. You're forgiven. You're forgiven. So if you're contemplating, let God know. Let us elders know. Yes, we'd like to be baptized. We have accepted Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. Don't hold back. The days are short. The enemy's working hard. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego didn't hold back. Even though they knew that they were going to die, they could have said, okay, king, we'll bow down. I don't want to go in no fire. I don't want to be burnt. But they had faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, our God, our mighty God. He forgives. He takes care. And we know that when we go before him, he's always there. He doesn't slumber, sleep. He doesn't have to go to a special meeting. He's awake. He's listening for you and me because he loves us. He loves you. He gave his son for you. What can we give him? We can give him ourselves. That's all we have. Praise God. Thank the Lord. We read in Philippians, just the one verse. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6. It says, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God." Let's read the seventh verse also. "And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and your minds through Jesus Christ Jesus." Keep your hearts and your minds on Him. Look to Him, because He's always there for you and I. Nebuchadnezzar looked to himself. A few weeks back, we spoke about another one, Sennacherib, the king of Assyria. He was another one, full of himself. God took him down. Who can stand above our Lord? I just thank God that we had the opportunity, that God found us and took us out of this world. And we know, dear ones, that every day the world gets worse and worse. Things that they have on computers, things on the television, not even good for young people to see. Not even good for us to see. Lust. The lust of the flesh. The devil's putting it out there. Why? Because he knows we're weak. But we're not weak. We're strong. Strong in the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. So let's look to Him. We have Him on our side. Praise God. Thank the Lord for His precious word. Amen.